This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers and janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on those oil rigs and the bridge tenders, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all you're doing. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we've got Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, you wrote an article on the next subject here, which I saw the Epoch Times picked up on, too. Matter of fact, I thought it was your article when I saw it because it had the same picture and all that. But anyway, this is where I'm going to start with this Hunter Biden thing. The three paragraphs here, short paragraphs. The records note that some of the transactions are linked to what appears to be an Eastern European prostitution or human trafficking ring, according to Senator Ron Johnson's report. The allegations are contained in a footnote to a section of the report that details potential criminal concerns and extortion threats involving the son of Democratic presidential nominee and former Vice President Joe Biden and other members of the Biden family. To be specific, five members of the Biden family. Now, the report also cites extensive public reporting concerning Hunter Biden's alleged involvement with prostitution services. And now I'll let you pick it up from there because you wrote a pretty extensive article about this.
All right, but let me use this primer. If we go back to the days of impeachment of President Trump, the big thing that was being sold to us was the, matter of Trump's phone call and how policy changed between the United States and Ukraine.
Yep.
Prior to that, it was the policy, this was sold to us by Adam Schiff, of the Trump's relationship with Russia and how that, you know, they curry favor with Putin, blah, 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 blah. Well, based on the work that was, or the job titles that Hunter Biden was given, and the fact that we now had a chief of mission in Ukraine, and then we had George Kent and Amos Hochstein, and so on, our policy changed significantly prior to President Trump. Between the United States and Ukraine because of all of this. So that is, there is the major part of the hypocrisy. Now, George Kent, who, was one of the top, diplomatic officials at our U.S. Embassy in Ukraine, he personally went to Vice President Biden and said, hey, dude, there's a big problem here, and we've got a big conflict of interest. So for Biden to say that he knew nothing about any of this is just false.
Correct.
The same thing holds true with John Kerry, because John Kerry said he had no idea, which is just false.
Yep.
Because it's John Kerry's son-in-law.
Right.
And John Kerry on December the 8th said, I had no knowledge about any of that, no evidence to the contrary, blah, 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 blah. So here is where the hypocrisy continues. Then we had in October 2015, Amos Hochstein, he raised concerns, in addition to George Kent, and remember George Kent was part of the hearings.
Yep.
With Biden. Okay? Now, there could be a lot of shady things, but you don't join. Biden should have said to his son, hey, dude, this Burisma thing, it's a shady outfit. And we know that it is. But, you know, dad didn't say a blasted thing to his son. Just, you know, whatever. Now, we also had Victoria Nuland, who had a huge role in all of this, mm-hmm. including her labeling what she called odious oligarchs, of which Biden had relationships with.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the fascinating thing. In January of 2009 to July of 2014, Hunter had Secret Service protection.
Right.
Now, interestingly enough, he had Secret Service protection that traveled with him on his foreign trips. What were those foreign trips? Here's a for instance. Moscow, Beijing, mm-hmm. Doha, Paris, Seoul, Manila, Tokyo, Mexico City, Milan, Florence, Shanghai, Geneva, London, Dublin, Munich, Berlin, Bogota, Abu Dhabi, Nairobi, Hong Kong, Taipei, Buenos Aires, Copenhagen, Johannesburg, Brussels, Madrid, Mumbai. So what was he doing? He had to go all those places.
Mm-hmm. And don't forget, he had that $100,000 credit card with him, too, to buy all the great stuff that he wanted to go with. All right, hold that thought, folks, when we come back. And by the way, that credit card came, I believe, from Russia. But we'll get into more of this, because this is just the tip of the iceberg. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. My conversation with Denise Simon is being brought to you by Balance of Nature. Now, you know, if you want a little bit more pep in your step and you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods and maybe you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, then I got a deal for you. And I am taking this product and I'm telling you, it's working for me. Thank you very much. It's called the Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies. But you can go to the website, balanceofnature.com. They are a wellness company. They've got all kinds of products there. You can check out whatever it is you might see that you might want to get and save 35% on your order at Balance of Nature by using the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Remember, if you want to start feeling better like I have, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Remember to use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Balanceofnature.com. Okay, Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Back to our discussion about Hunter Biden. Wow.
Okay, well, the other piece is that not only was Vice President Biden at the time advised and, you know, so forth and so on several times, but so was Obama's National Security Council. There was a person on the National Security Council by the name of Elizabeth Zentos. Now, Andre Telezenko, who is obviously Russian, he was in fact one of the people that is part of the disinformation campaign that Moscow just loves to do. But Blue Star Strategies, which is yet another one of the Biden operations, they contracted with Andre Telezenko from 2016 to 2017. which is, and there were extensive relationships and contacts with Obama administration officials on the National Security Council. Where is the whistleblower? I wonder if our little Vindman was on the payroll, but never mind.
Okay.
Just kind of a sidebar. But yeah, so we have obviously a Eastern European prostitution or human trafficking ring because of money that was being paid out then too. So the whole bottom line of this report is an interim report.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the final because a lot of people are not coughing up records and evidence. What Senator Ron Johnson and Senator Chuck Grassley had to put in this was purely coming out of some documents that led with who visited the White House,
mm-hmm.
who visited the State Department, and then under the Patriot Act, I think there were some financial transactions. That's really all he had. But with those three things, that's quite the story we've been told so far.
Okay, let's go to the phone line. Good morning. Is this Mel in Saratoga Springs?
Oh, yes. Good morning, Captain, and good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. I believe that I do believe that he is getting real close to Jim Crow Joe. Because, this is the reason why I keep saying that this Dementia Act that he's putting on is going to be his out on what he could say that, he knew, what he remembers and this and that, or the lack thereof, with the event, the Hollywood Dementia Act. But, so he knows what's going on. He knows he's getting close, and by using that ploy, they can't prosecute. So anyway, but it could be held responsible and prosecuted itself. But anyway, that's just the act that this guy's putting on. There's nothing wrong with Joe Biden. He's sharp as a razor.
Okay.
Playing it. Take care.
All right. Thanks, Al. What do you think, Denise? Is he playing a game?
Who, Biden?
Yeah.
No, I don't think he's. I think his campaign is necessarily playing a game.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I don't think he just is kind of blowing in the wind here. He's not standing on ceremony. And I think we're going to see a lot of this, in a week at the debate?
At the debate. Yep. We're going to know then. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me just mention a little something here. Glenn Beck pointed something out yesterday. Sometimes he says something that actually makes sense. And here's something he said that I think makes sense. I'm going to run by you. He says, revolutions rarely happen overnight. The left started laying the groundwork for November the 3rd, 2020, the moment Hillary Clinton had to concede the 2016 election to Donald Trump. It was always solely about getting rid of President Trump. And there's a playbook for that.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Well, I mean, Beck is kind of stating the obvious, but I'm glad he's stating it. He has a lot of listeners, and he helps put things in context. I'm good with all of that. But I've interviewed several authors. I mean, I've interviewed Lee Smith. I just got through interviewing Byron York. There is a playbook, and we don't have the official copy, but I don't think necessarily anymore we need to have a copy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the question becomes, where did all of this generate from? That's where who coordinated this all the way through from the moment that Trump became the official nominee to today? Who is coordinating? Where is their war room? And who is on the team? And who is, moving the chess pieces? There is what we need to know.
Now, Lieutenant General retired H.R. McMaster has written a book, not a tell-all book. He's not trashing the president. He actually said something yesterday. He said President Trump made good decisions on Russia. How about that?
He did. The only criticism he has is the generosity in the statements that Trump makes about Putin himself. But if you notice, Trump does that with a lot of world leaders.
Yep.
The only one that he seems to really have a problem with and isn't quite as kind with is Merkel in Germany.
Yeah, I've noticed that. Mm-hmm.
But every other world leader, he kind of speaks kindly of them. Maduro, not so much. But you have to understand, Maduro doesn't have, you know, UN Security Council voting rights and all that other kind of stuff. You necessarily have to understand that, a president walks a nice edge. Because sometimes we need their cooperation, sometimes we need their vote. And so he has to just be kind. So I wouldn't be completely misguided of the things that, you know, Trump says. And I think that's really what McMaster is doing. But he was very complimentary of the policy that Trump has on Russia and China.
Got a question for you. Why do the Democrats want Dianne Feinstein removed from the Senate Judiciary Committee?
Because if you go back to the confirmation hearings on several of the judges that we have put through, Feinstein was the one that mentioned that the Catholic dogma or the religious dogma resides deeply within you. And that's when she was, they were confirming, Amy Barrett for judge.
Mm-hmm.
And Kamala Harris also did the same thing. They have no, and Kamala Harris was, she did it with, Kavanaugh. I think we mentioned all this last night, on his membership into the Knights of Columbus.
Right. And finally, the president said that he believes that all of this is going to end up in the Supreme Court. He thinks it's important that we have nine justices. Yep.
There's no question it'll end up at the Supreme Court just based on the judges' decisions with voting ballots on the mail-ins for Michigan and Wisconsin.
Yep, absolutely. Sounds familiar. And it looks like the Supreme Court nominee, the hearing may start in the Senate on October the 12th.
Yeah.
If we have a hearing.
Well.
Don't need to have one, remember. Don't need to have one, right?
Well, yeah, I don't think we do because we really already had them.
Okay. All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Keep up the good work, and we'll see what you write today. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com. Founderscode.com, go on over there, check out all the great stuff that she writes, and sign up for her daily sit rep, and then you'll know what she knows when she knows it. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More protests in the streets of Louisville, Kentucky, after officials decided no one will be charged in the killing of Breonna Taylor. One officer was indicted, but it was unrelated to her death. the president of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law, Kristen Clark.
The public expected a different outcome.
One officer was charged for firing into a neighboring home near Breonna Taylor's during the incident. The FBI is still investigating, but Clark says
there is just no accountability here, and the system failed Breonna Taylor.
When asked what he thought of the grand jury's decision, President Trump praised Democratic Governor Andy Beshear.
I understand he's called up the National Guard, which is a good thing. I think it's a very positive thing, and it'll all work out.
This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy is where you can get your certification and your training to become an aviation maintenance tech. They have two facilities to better serve you. I'll tell you where they're at after they tell you about themselves. And here we go.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you where you can get your training and your certification as an aviation maintenance tech. The first one is in Concord, Massachusetts, outside Boston. The second one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, which is across the bay from me in Tampa Bay, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay area. I'm over here on the east side. They're over on the west side, and that's the way that works. Now, as a certified aviation maintenance tech, you'll start out, and by the way, Bo will be here next hour, Bo Browning from National Aviation Academy, so if you have any questions, get the questions to me, and we'd be happy to answer them, or you can call in and ask your question, how's that, at 877-969-8600. But anyway, the National Aviation Academy has a website, NAA.edu to find out more about them. That's NAA.edu. And then you can give them a call at 800-659-2080, which is what I would suggest. Call them up and schedule a tour at one of their facilities, whichever one is closest to you. 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You'll get the white gloves treatment. Well, the game has changed in Africa. The Iranian terror network is alive and well in Africa. On January the 2nd of this year, U.S. Defense Secretary Mike Esper, following the U.S. airstrike assassination of General Qasem Soleimani, stated that the game had changed because this was true as the airstrike marked a shift in a proxy war between Washington and Iran that had escalated to direct military action between the two. Now, the following ballistic missile attacks on U.S. bases signify a further escalation. Prior to the using of their proxy forces, Iran had repeatedly targeted Western and Israeli assets in the region. And a lesser-known development had been the establishment of terror cells in Africa under the direct supervision of General Qasem Soleimani. If there was ever a time for these cells to become more active, it would have been following the dangerous escalation, and that time has likely come right now, which is what's going to go on there. By the way, China is ripping off Hollywood for their own propaganda films. It's long been an issue between Washington that the Chinese have been able to save billions of dollars in research by stealing American intellectual property and repurposing it for their own use. Now, reluctantly, the Pentagon is always on the trail of espionage directed at stealing years and billions of dollars worth of research. But now you can add Hollywood to the list of the Chinese theft victims. Now, the Chinese military has blatantly ripped off scenes from several Hollywood blockbuster movies to use in its own propaganda. That shows the capabilities of their bomber forces by destroying American targets that are depicted in the movies. Wow. Way to go, China, huh? Way to go, China. Now, according to the Washington Post, shortly after Congress passed the CARES Act, the Pentagon began directing pandemic-related money to defense contractors. There was money that was meant for masks and swabs, and it was used instead to make jet engine parts and body armor. Now, that's coming from the Washington Post, and I don't take a lot of credence in the Washington Post, so we'll see what happens, if anything. The Air Force, by the way, is taking the first steps towards canceling any contracts for diversity and unconscious bias training that includes segments of white privilege and other controversial subjects, such as called for by the White House. They're doing that now. And until a few weeks ago, Casino White, the sister of Iraq war hero Alwin Cash, had nearly given up hope that the last decade of work that she spent trying to get her brother's Silver Star upgraded would ever yield results. Well, now, Alwin Cash is about to receive the Congressional Medal of Honor. And the Pentagon has started planning to have zero U.S. troops in Afghanistan by spring, though orders have not yet been issued for a full withdrawal. They're working towards that goal. Now, the United States and the United Arab Emirates hope to have an initial agreement on the sale of F-35 stealth fighter jets to the Gulf state in place by December, as the Trump administration studies how to structure a deal without running afoul of Israel. Because remember, Israel has F-35s. They just don't want the same plane to be given to somebody, even if they are now at peace with them. U.S. forces in Korea will release asymptomatic coronavirus patients after 3 weeks in isolation, even if they continue to test positive. Now, this cites research showing people are no longer contagious after 20 days. And the U.S. military in Japan has recorded 7 more new coronavirus infections as of 5 p.m. Tuesday of this week. Also, the level of violence in Afghanistan is unacceptably high, and the United States expects further setbacks during the talks, according to the Special Representative for Afghanistan, as the Afghan government and Taliban remain far apart on even basic issues 10 days into the talks meant to end the two decades of war. We'll see. By the way, the Russian Air Force's latest long-range mission is impossible, but it's a long way from surpassing U.S. Air Force records with our long-range bombers. Russia has yet to be able to even come close. And former Iraq POW Jessica Lynch, who I had the opportunity to meet and interview in person, is waking up and strapping on a leg brace first thing in the mornings, on mornings after a bitter and blessed reminder of everything she endured after she was captured by Saddam Hussein's Iraq forces back in 2003 and held as a prisoner of war for 9 days until she was rescued. Every day is a constant reminder for her. She's married now. Got some little ones. And like I say, I had the opportunity to meet her at an event about 2 years ago now, I do believe it was. Now, the Marine Corps is about to launch a 3-year Marine Littoral Regiment experiment using Hawaii Marines to face the growing threat of China. The Marine Corps is getting smaller, lighter, and more mobile, and we'll see what happens. This littoral regiment will be on board a littoral ship. We'll see how that goes. The first batch of 18 amphibious combat vehicles will be delivered to Marines aboard 29 Palms, California in the next month. They will be the first Marine unit to receive the first new amphibious combat vehicle. I know we'll see them here in Tampa pretty quick. Now, reinventing logistics and mobility are key elements to force design, so say the generals of the Joint Chiefs of Command. To meet the pacing threat of near-peer competitor like China by 2030 is going to require plenty of changes in the military platforms with equipment and, above all, changes in thinking about logistics and mobility, according to the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And current and former officials say Robert O'Brien waged a public and private crusade to get the Pentagon on board with the new Navy expansion to try to get them up to 355 ships. We'll see how that all plays out. And I hear the music coming in my ear. Finally, Ruth Bader Ginsburg's contribution to military personnel went far beyond her role as an Army spouse. She championed equal rights for the troops all the years she was on the court, 27 years. Alrighty, folks, I'm coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce on AM 860, The Answer.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, let me tell you, my friend Donna Fiducia up there in Carrollton, Georgia, listening to us right now. She's in the barn in the stable with her husband, Don. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Balance of Nature. Now, again, if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, you're not getting enough of the daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, I got a deal for you. It's called Balance of Nature. The fruits and veggies is what I'm taking. But you can go over to the website, balanceofnature.com, take a look at all they have to offer, and then you'll save 35% on your order at Balance of Nature just by using the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Now, you can either go to the website, balanceofnature.com, or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach and tell them the captain sent you. That's balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, for a 35% discount. All right, and here he is, the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. Good morning, sir.
How are you?
What do you think the explosion last night all around the United States on this Breonna Taylor thing is going to do for the stock market today?
I don't know if it's going to really have much of an effect. Mark's got other things on its mind other than that. I think in many of the cities, I actually thought it was a little bit more muted than I thought it was going to be. Obviously, Louisville got out of control. But in New York and some of the other places, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, which, you know, hopefully maybe that's a sign.
Louisville would have been worse if they hadn't had the police already staged. The National Guard came in. People said, well, I don't see the National Guard. Where's the National Guard? Well, they were there. They were at the hospitals. They were at the schools. And they were by the University of Louisville, because that's a very important facility. They were there in case something got out of control. And they did a good job by not being there, but, you know, being seen, so to speak, but by being there. But in the meantime, we had two police officers get shot last night. One apparently okay. He was still in the hospital, but he did not have to go through surgery. And the other one, we don't know yet what's going on there, but he had to go through surgery. So we're waiting to get a better report on his situation.
I know that they had a suspect in custody. Did we get any more information about that?
No, but they did have a suspect in custody, and he was witnessed as actually. And by the way, he was a sniper.
Huh.
Yeah. These cops got sniped at. I don't know if it was the one individual that did it or not, or whether or not there was a couple more. But so far, just him.
Yeah, a lot of property being destroyed. You know, you can see businesses, whatnot. It's shameful. It really is. And I'm glad to see that the governor of Kentucky actually called in the National Guard to help quell the violence. Or you said, Brad, it would have been much, much worse.
Yep, absolutely. And they had troopers there. They had deputies. They had the FBI, the special strike teams in there. So they were pretty well prepared. All right, let's talk about Hunter Biden. My goodness, could it get any worse? We knew he was up to no good with the Ukraine and some of the money deals and all that, but now they've got ties to human trafficking and prostitution, where money came into the United States to Russian nationals and Chinese nationals and Ukrainian nationals and went back to the Ukraine, a la Hunter Biden.
Matt, I'm going to tell you something. You know, this is going to be, a non-story in the sense that I don't think anything's going to really happen. I don't think anybody's going to get in any sort of trouble. I don't think Hunter Biden is the only person that is involved in these shady types of deals.
Oh, no.
You look at many people in Washington, D.C., and you find out all these nefarious ways that they enrich themselves. And it's some pretty evil stuff. I wasn't really shocked by it, and nobody should be surprised or shocked when nothing is done.
Yeah, well, Rand Paul said that he would like to have the DOJ take a look at this for possible criminal prosecution. So that's where the report's going to go next, and we'll see what happens. By the way, it's all contingent to Donald Trump getting reelected. If he doesn't get reelected, it's going to get buried.
It'll get buried anyway. It's Department of Justice. Who you're related to, who do you know, and what pile of papers will this get shuffled under, or get lost? I mean, we're finding out that the FBI was erasing computers and whatnot for Hillary Clinton. I mean, I don't have any faith in the FBI at all, Department of Justice. I mean, it's a misnomer, for crying out loud. All of these institutions should be torn down. And they need to start over. They're corrupt to the core too. I mean, we just watched what happened with Donald Trump. I mean, I don't even know why we even have these institutions anymore. They should be, basically we need a do-over at this point in time. And, you're gonna get these people, these families that are in power in any sort of trouble. Not gonna happen.
By the way, we were told the Supreme Court nominee, the venting process, the hearing may start place on October the 12th.
That's when they're going to start the deliberation. I think it's only going for 3 days, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, that hopefully we can get this done and over with quickly. I wish they'd even start a little bit sooner.
we're also hearing that the president wants the Supreme Court up to 9 justices because he believes the election is going to go to the Supreme Court.
It might. I mean, it's happened before. And, you know,
Al Gore.
We don't want another situation like that and have a, a 4-4 type of a situation. So, you know, I think that it's wise.
By the way, did you hear about Tesla and their computer network?
Or hacked or something like that. I mean,
yeah.
It was down yesterday for a period of time, yeah.
Yeah, and a whole bunch of their drivers were left stranded in the middle of nowhere because of the computer not working right.
Oh, I didn't get into the full, just to that and how that affected the drivers.
They were dead in their tracks, some of them.
Oh, jeez. Mm-hmm. This is one of the things about, all these computerized cars and everything that goes on. I always thought about that too. I mean, what happens if, the computers go down? There's something to be said for having, an analog car.
Yep. And if you're going to California by 2035, you won't be driving a gasoline vehicle anymore.
Yeah, so they say now. They made that announcement yesterday. That doesn't necessarily mean that that's going to be the case. If they don't have enough of those cars by then and enough stations and charging stations up, do you think that they're going to go through with that? No. When people make proclamations like this and they throw things out there, it's more to draw attention to themselves than it is anything else.
By the way, you're a sports enthusiast just like I am. We lost Chicago Bears legend Gale Sayers yesterday at age 77.
Yeah, I saw that. And another phenomenal ball player and great story behind that. And also with the Piccolo story, no?
Yes, Brian Piccolo.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Brian's Song, that was the name of that movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I still remember that. Boy, was that something. By the way, Representative James Comer came out and said that Mr. Michael Bloomberg is actually, in effect, paying for people to vote by doing what he's doing.
Well, again, we'll see if anybody moves forward and tries to, push any sort of, criminality when it comes to this. I don't think that they will. They'll back off. I think the state will back off from this. I mean, I wish they would. Again, it'd be nice if we kind of, abided by the fact that we're supposed to be equal under the law. And, oftentimes, again, if you're in a position of power, whether you're a bigwig CEO of a bank or you're a big time politician, nothing ever happens to you.
By the way, Gilead Sciences Inc., a company, here in the U.S. of A, has agreed to pay $97 million to settle a U.S. kickback probe. What were they kicking back money for?
I'm not sure. I got to look into that one with Gilead. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Gilead Sciences, what were the kickbacks in regards to, I don't know, pushing their one of their drugs in regards to something?
I think so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, and finally, Playboy nears a $425 million deal to return back to the stock market.
How many times are they going to return?
I don't know.
Out of business, and how do they operate in this environment?
I don't know. All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Take care.
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. The website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there and check out all the different things that he has to offer. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.